life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine.
Welcome to Voices from the Frontlines, segment of 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming on the web for the world at www.kpfk.org. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'm your host for today's show. On November 5th, 2007, the Writers Guild of America East and the Writers Guild of America West, the two major labor unions representing film, television, and radio writers working in the United States, went on strike. With over 12,000 writers, the strike has now lasted over 10 weeks. To give us some context to this fight and where it's heading, especially as we enter the famous Hollywood award seasons, we'll be joined at the top of the hour by Nancy De Los Santos, writer and member of the WGA for 8 years and a board member of the WGA. We'll also bring to you the latest movement story from New York City on the recent subpoena of three young pro-independence Puerto Rican activists and artists in New York who have been ordered to appear before a Brooklyn federal grand jury. This is the latest attempt by the U.S. government to harass and persecute the EPB, the Boricua People's Army, better known as the Macheteros, and as well as broader pro-independence forces in Puerto Rico and in the United States. Joining us to discuss this will be longtime activist Panama Alba. And lastly, as the U.S. electorate enters an intensive period in choosing their Democratic or Republican presidential candidates respectfully over the next 3 weeks, the immigrant rights movement is at a crossroads on how to respond to the elections and the ongoing attacks on immigrants around the country. We'll be joined by Javier Rodriguez, longtime Chicano, Mexicano activist, writer, and strategist in the migrant rights movement, to discuss his latest essay on immigration, History on Our Side, Part 2. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.